today on Introductions. Our guest is 16-year-old pianist Stella Tu, a junior at Glenbrook North High School in Northbrook. She's won or placed in the Chopin Youth Piano Competition in Milwaukee, the MYA Walgreens National Concerto Competition here in Highwood, the Glenbrook Symphony Orchestra Competition, and many more. And she performed at Carnegie Hall at age 11. This hour, she's prepared for us music by Bach, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, and Chopin, which we'll hear after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 16-year-old pianist Stella Tu, a junior at Glenbrook North High School in Northbrook, who studies with Dr. Sung-Hoon Mo. She previously studied with the late Emilio Del Rosario and has participated in masterclasses with Mary Sauer of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. For her program this hour, she's chosen music by Chopin, Beethoven, and Rachmaninoff, but she'll begin her program now with J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 14 from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 1 here on Introductions. Thank you. some music by J.S. Bach to open up this edition of Introductions. We heard his Prelude and Fugue, number 14 from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1, performed by 16-year-old pianist Stella Tu. Welcome to Introductions, Stella. Thank you for that wonderful performance. I understand that you initially liked piano mostly for the stickers that your piano teacher handed out to you. And I'm assuming that you currently no longer are mostly motivated by the stickers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I used to get stickers as bribes for practice, but at a certain point, or gradually, I began to like piano for playing piano and not for the stickers that I got.
So why do you love the piano so much?
Because it's a talent that everyone appreciates, and you can just bring it wherever you go as long as there's a piano. And also, if you like a piece of music, then you can probably just get a hold of the music and learn how to play it.
Wherever there's a piano, you can make a party out of it if you just sit down at it. I understand that you also perform anywhere there's a piano, including on vacations and on cruise ships.
As long as there's a piano, my piano practice comes with me.
Well, if you were teaching a young student right now, would you resort to the sticker method of motivation?
Yeah, I think so. They need some sort of motivation at first because they don't have a very long attention span.
Well, it definitely worked because you kept at it, and here we get to hear your beautiful piano performance this hour. Next, you have some music by Beethoven. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the Beethoven Waldstein Sonata, Opus 53.
This is a beautiful... You're going to perform the first movement, is that correct?
Yes.
So tell us about what it sounds like.
Well, there's a lot of notes. It's very technically challenging. And this piece was dedicated to Count Ferdinand Ernst Gabriel von Waldstein of Vienna. And it's in the typical exposition development recapitulation form, except in the recapitulation there's like a small interlude where it switches from A minor to C major and then back to C major.
Well, let's hear now the first movement of the piano sonata number 21 in C major, opus 53, the Waldstein sonata, performed here by Beethoven, performed here by 16-year-old Stella Tu. Thank you. live performance by 16-year-old pianist Stella Two here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. We heard the first movement of Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata. Thank you, Stella. That was wonderful. I'm excited for your next piece because you mentioned in rehearsal that you first heard it on YouTube. What are we going to hear next?
We're hearing the Rachmaninoff Etude Tableau, Opus 33, number 8.
So when you're looking for music on YouTube, what kinds of search terms do you use?
I'll start generally like with the composer, and I'll look at the music, and then I look on the sidebars where it's like recommended videos. Mm-hmm. And if I find something interesting, then I click on that, and I just keep going until I find something.
So what grabbed you about this Rachmaninoff that we're going to hear next?
It was really pretty, but it was sad, and it sort of moved me, and I really wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fascinating. There's so many different things you can explore just by poking around online. Have you ever been tempted to put up any of your own videos?
I did once, but I pulled it down, so mm-hmm. that didn't work.
YouTube can be pretty tough sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear now this Rachmaninoff Etude Tableau, Opus 33, number 8 in G minor, and then we're going to take a break, and then we have some exciting things happening in the second half of the hour. So here again is 16-year-old pianist Stella Two here on Introductions. Some music by Rachmaninoff. We heard his Etude Tableau, Opus 33, number 8 in G minor, performed live here on Introductions by 16-year-old Stella Tu. She's a junior at Glenbrook North High School in Northbrook. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our websites, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and feel free to send us an email. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. And find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you don't have to miss any of our live programs. Let's take a short break now. When we return, Stella will perform some music by Chopin. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 16-year-old pianist Stella Tu, a junior at Glenbrook North High School in Northbrook. She's won or placed in many different music competitions, as we heard earlier. She performed at Carnegie Hall at the age of 11, and she's also an accomplished cellist and artist and an essayist. She performs in the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra as a cellist and was also principal cellist of the 2010 Illinois Music Educators Association District 7 Orchestra, which we've heard on this program several times. And you can also find her artwork on various covers at her school, and she's won the International Lions Club Peace Poster Contest and more. And what I find really interesting, Stella, is that you donate your winnings from your different competitions in your various art forms to fund your own nonprofit organization. Tell us about that.
Yeah, over the years, I've accumulated a lot of contest money from the art contests and music contests that I've won. And so I decided I wanted to help kids who wanted to write. And so I held an essay contest. And using that, I published a book with my own artwork and my writing and the winner's writing from that contest.
What is the name of your non-for-profit or maybe the book?
Starlight Foundation is the name of the foundation, and the book is called Young River.
Mm-hmm. So you help promote the arts within your peers, basically.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Most people would be content at being good at really one art form or instrument, and here you are really good at cello and piano and art and writing. In fact, one of your essays was started out with a little story about Martin Luther King Jr., and it won a prize at a Chicago Tribune essay contest along with the Anti-Defamation League. What exactly was this contest that you won?
It was the First Amendment freedom. So mm-hmm. I wrote about my First Amendment freedoms with an essay, and I won second place for that. And I also did an artwork about freedom of religion, and I won first place for that, the same competition.
Well, this prize-winning essay that you wrote is in your book, published by the Starlight Foundation, your own foundation. And since it is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, and since your essay starts with a brief story about Martin Luther King, would you be willing to read maybe the first excerpt of your essay, the first paragraph?
Sure. In May 1963, Dr. King and two reverends led a protest march in Birmingham, Alabama, with many students under the age of 18. They were met with policemen, dogs, billy clubs and fire hoses, and subsequently many students were arrested. As the Birmingham riots demonstrate, people 50 years ago were more aware of the struggle to claim the rights given to them by the First Amendment. Now, children are born into the world with those rights handed to them. While 50 years ago, the conflict centered around the fight to express the rights granted by the First Amendment and oppose infringements of these rights, in this era, the challenge is finding the balance between these rights and school regulations intended for the safety and protection of students. As a result of the changing society, oftentimes one or the other is violated. As a student in the 21st century, I am able to witness the increasing demands and threats that the First Amendment encounters.
An essay written by Stella Tu, our pianist this hour, the essay won an award from the Chicago Tribune in association with the Anti-Defamation League, and we thought it'd be appropriate in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend. Well, Stella, you're going to continue this half of the hour with some music by Chopin, who I understand is your favorite composer. Why is he your favorite?
Well, My first piece that I got written by Chopin was the Polonaise in G-sharp minor. And it's not a very well-known piece by Chopin, but once I started playing it and I started listening to more Chopin, I really got hooked on Chopin, and now he's my favorite composer.
The exact Polonaise you're going to perform next is the Polonaise in G-sharp minor, and you've had this for a while, so how do you perform it differently than when you first got it several years ago?
Well, definitely I play it more musically, and I can get a lot of the more of the notes now because there's a lot of arpeggios and stuff, and I guess I really play it from my heart, I guess.
Well, let's hear some music by Chopin now. Here's 16-year-old pianist Stella Tu in the Polonaise in G-sharp minor, live here on Introductions.
Thank you.
Stella 2 in music by Chopin. We heard his Polonaise in G-sharp minor live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you, Stella. That was gorgeous. Chopin being your favorite composer, who's your favorite Chopin pianist?
Probably Yundi. Yundi Lee.
Yundi Lee. And you listen to him on YouTube as well?
Yeah.
Well, when you're performing that, you're very expressive. So I'm wondering, when you're watching these other pianists, do you try to do what they're doing in your own performing?
I don't really copy them. It's mm-hmm. just whatever I feel like with the music, I just move with the music,
sure.
I guess.
How about your teachers? You study currently with Dr. Sung-Hoon Mo. What kind of advice does he give you about performing just piano in general, or maybe Chopin specifically?
Usually he tells me to do slow practice, and that not necessarily for Chopin, but like faster pieces, like the Beethoven that I played previously. He tells me to play it slow so that eventually I can play it evenly and fast.
Mm-hmm. Slow practice is a lot harder than it sounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience.
And you always want to speed up, but do you, yeah. do you use a metronome when you're practicing?
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that you used to study with the late teacher Emilio Del Rosario at the Music Institute of Chicago. He died just a few months ago. We'll actually be presenting his memorial concert from Nichols Concert Hall in February, but you can attend in person a week from Sunday. What do you remember? Do you have any memories of Mr. Del Rosario and any special advice that he would give you during his lessons?
Well, he always emphasized technique, the importance of doing like your scales and arpeggios, and he gave me like Czerny. And a funny memory I have of him is he always used to try and set up his students. It was sort of like an awkward age, 12 or 13. He's like, "Do you want this guy's number?" It was pretty funny.
Trying to set up fellow musicians on dates. That would be kind of scary if you're in junior high school.
Yeah.
But it makes lessons a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to end with some more Chopin. Tell us about this last piece that we're going to hear.
This is Chopin Scherzo number 1. It's actually the piece I studied with Emilio Del Rosario. It's the only piece I studied with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fast and dynamic. And there's a middle section that's very calm. And it's actually, Chopin copied it from a Polish Christmas song. And yep.
Stella 2 now in the Scherzo number 1, Opus 20 by Frédéric Chopin, live here on Introductions.
Thank you.
ending this hour's performance and program by 16-year-old pianist Stella II. We heard the Scherzo No. 1, Opus 20 by Frédéric Chopin, live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you, Stella. That was wonderful. What a fantastic piece and a fantastic performance. I'm just curious, when you were learning that scherzo, did you learn it all at once, or did you separate out the delicate parts with the more tumultuous parts?
I'm pretty sure I actually started learning the middle part first. Mm-hmm. And then I moved back to the beginning to learn the beginning parts.
Was it difficult to bring these two very different parts of the piece together?
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I thought it was a bit strange. Uh-huh. That it would change characters so suddenly. But now I'm pretty used to it.
Well, you brought them together terrifically, so thank you so much. Before we end, can you tell us, are you dreaming of being a professional pianist one day? What are your future plans?
I love music, and I really hope it's going to be a part of my life for my entire life. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm going to be a professional pianist. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's wonderful that you'll be able to keep one leg in whatever you're also passionate in. You have many different passions and keep the other foot in music. Well, thanks so much for coming by this hour to our studio. Stella is a junior at Glenbrook North High School in Northbrook, Illinois. And you can listen to this performance again and find the complete program and audition on our website, wfmtintroductions.com. We also hope you'll find WFMT on Facebook for updates on many of our exciting live broadcasts. And we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.